Top of the seventh inning here at Wrigley Field in Chicago. The Chicago Cubs lead the Cincinnati Reds by the score of 3-1. Jordan Burnfield, Mike Cousins with you on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, 84 degrees. The temperature at game time, and a sun-soaked Wrigley Field has Trevor Cahill back out to the mound for the seventh, and he throws a first pitch outside and low on Eugenio Suarez, who leads things off. And the 1-0 pitch, a strike on the inside corner, 82 miles an hour on the changeup from Trevor Cahill. Suarez, a pop out and a strikeout today, swings to the next pitch and flies one to right, a sinking liner, but Chris Bryant on the run near the line makes the catch. One away here in the seventh inning. And it'll bring Brandon Phillips to the plate next.
It's the second time now in three innings. You go back to the fifth as well. The bat for Tucker Barnhart, where he lined out to Bryant in right field, where Chris has made some very nice reads on hard hit balls that sunk on him as they approached him in right field, and he was in the right spot both times.
Brandon Phillips now at the plate for the Reds, and he takes a first pitch strike from Cahill. Just the 10th game for Bryant in right field, his eighth start, but looks very comfortable playing at right. And the 0-1 pitch fired by Cahill low and in, and it's now one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count, one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Cubs a 3-1 lead on the Cincinnati Reds. And the 1-1 pitch is socked up the middle of base hit. Hard ground ball right through the middle of the infield. Jason Hayward fields it and fires back to the middle of the diamond. So Brandon Phillips, his second hit of the game, a one-out single, and it'll bring up Jose Peraza.
Phillips this afternoon has reached better than a quarter of what he produced in the prior games against the Cubs this year. Came in with just 7 hits and 44 at-bats, 2-for-3 today.
And Peraza swings at the first pitch and lofts a shallow fly ball to right. It's a base hit. Bryant picks it up, fires back to the middle of the diamond, but Phillips slides into third. And so now the Reds have something brewing here in the seventh inning after consecutive singles and runners at the corners.
You could see the wheels in motion there very quickly for Bryant in right field. He had his eye not only on the baseball, but also on Phillips, who was watching the ball to see how Bryant played it, taking the turnaround second. Saw Phillips was heading for third, and Bryant short-armed it back to Russell at shortstop just to make the safe play.
Now Chris Bosio, the Cubs pitching coach, will come out to have a chat with the entire infield, which meets at the center of the diamond. Two men up in the Cubs bullpen. One of them is the left-hander, Travis Wood. The other is the right-hander, Carl Edwards Jr. And so now a big moment in the ballgame here for the Reds, who trail by two with an opportunity to cut into the Cubs' advantage. They have the bottom of the order up. Tucker Barnhart at the plate. He is 0-for-2. And then it'll be the pitcher's spot. Anthony DeSclafani, for the time being, is in the on-deck circle. Cahill works from the stretch, comes to the belt. The runner goes on the pitch. The first pitch is down in the dirt, and stealing second without a throw is Peraza. So now the double play ball no longer in order, and two runners in scoring position. The tying run at second base for Cincinnati.
That's the second time this afternoon that Jose Peraza has stolen second base with a runner at third with Barnhart at the plate. Both times, no throw down to second by Montero.
Miguel Montero, 2-for-39 now when runners are attempting to steal on the veteran catcher. 1-0 pitch from Cahill swung on and fouled right back into Montero's glove. That'll even the count at a ball and a strike. Trevor Cahill worked a fairly spotless sixth, struck out three and walked one. But now facing trouble here in the seventh, trying to preserve what would be a win for Adam Warren. And the 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball, misses outside and low. Now 2-1 on the Reds catcher. +41,000 at Wrigley Field, nervously watching here. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Cahill gets Barnhart out in front of a changeup, and it's 2-2 on the left-handed hitting catcher.
Going to the changeup there, it looked like Barnhart was expecting fastball and was badly fooled on that pitch.
And now does Cahill go back to it, or does he go with a fastball? He comes to the belt and delivers the pitch. Swing and a ground ball foul of first base. Over near the tarp. Freddie Benavides able to walk over and pick that up and toss it to a fan. Two and two on Barnhart. The runner at third base, Brandon Phillips. The runner at second base, Jose Peraza, with one out in the seventh. The Cubs leading the Reds 3-1 at Wrigley. Cahill delivers, a swing and a fly ball, left center field. Hayward on the move. He's at the warning track, looks up, it's gone. Tucker Barnhart, a three-run homer, and the Reds on one swing are back into the lead. Barnhart with his 16th, 17th, and 18th RBIs, his third home run of the season. And the Reds are on top 4-3.
That was a ball that just kept carrying and carrying out to deep left center field. A changeup that did not fall down and away from Barnhart as Cahill would have liked for it. The wind has changed this afternoon as well, Jordan. When the day started, it was blowing out toward right field, and now even lazily blowing toward left, and a few inches there were a big help for Tucker Barnhart to get his third home run of the year.
Didn't get it out by much, but he was able to do it. And now a pinch hitter to bat for Cincinnati as Anthony DeSclafani now is in line for a win today. And it'll be Tyler Holt to come to the plate for the Reds. Holt, a 222 hitter as he steps in against Trevor Cahill, and the first pitch is strike. What a turn of events here at Wrigley Field. The Cubs cruising with the lead. After taking it back in the second inning with two runs, they've held the lead till the seventh, but then with one out, single by Phillips, a single by Peraza, and a three-run homer for Tucker Barnhart. And another strike from Trevor Cahill, a curveball on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes on Tyler Holt, the pinch hitter. The bat's from the right side. Cahill from the windup and delivers low. That'll even the count, two balls and two strikes. The Reds trying to win their first series against the Cubs all season. They have lost 13 of 15 against Chicago's Northside team, but now find themselves in the driver's seat, up 4-3, and Holt strikes out on a pitch in the dirt. Montero will throw down the first on the drop third strike, and there's two away here in the seventh. The energy at Wrigley Field has been seemingly zapped out a little bit as Zach Cozart comes to the plate, 1-for-3 with a homer and two strikeouts. You mentioned earlier, Mike, the noise level that can be felt at Wrigley Field. Well, the quick way to zap it out is a three-run homer in the seventh by the opponent. First pitch is outside on Cozart, 1-0.
And a surprise to have that come from Barnhart. just his third home run of the year, a guy much more regarded for his defense than for his bat.
And the 1-0 pitch is a strike, or rather outside, excuse me. Now 2-0 on Kozar. Cahill's next offering, right down the pipe. Change up to make it 2-1. Two outs here in the seventh inning, and the Reds lead the Cubs 4-3 at Wrigley Field. And the 2-1 offering, high and outside, now 3-1. Wood and Edwards both ready in the Cub bullpen, just looking down at Trevor Cahill, who delivers a 3-1 pitch on the inside corner for strike two.
Meanwhile, down the right field line in the Reds bullpen, it's been Michael Lorenzen who's been stretching his arm out, throwing a bit.
Full count pitch from Cahill is swung on and grounded through the middle for a base hit. Kozar taking an outside pitch, getting the bat around on it, knocking it through the middle of the diamond, and now a man at first for Billy Hamilton, and Joe Madden remains at the top step in the dugout as Miguel Montero goes out quickly to have a word with Cahill. Billy Hamilton today is 0-3. Ground out, a pop out, and a strikeout for the speedster for the Reds. Tommy LaStella way in at third. And the first pitch is slapped foul to the left side and over near the Cub bullpen, 0-1. LaStella about 6 to 8 feet in front of the circular cutout near third base. And now Cahill will throw over to first to get Cozart back sliding in.
Quite a surge here in the seventh for Cincinnati. They came into the inning, one run on three hits, and in the seventh, still going, three runs and four hits.
And Cahill will throw over again. Cubs figured that they would have to use their bullpen today, not knowing what Adam Warren would be able to give them. Trevor Cahill, a spotless sixth, but now has given up the lead in the seventh for Chicago. And the 0-1 pitch outside on Hamilton, that'll even the count. It's Cubs bullpen. If there are weaknesses on a first place team that comes in with the best record in the game, the bullpen certainly would be it. 1-1 offering from Cahill is outside, and it's now 2-1. A sinker that misses at 93. Cubs made a roster move with their bullpen today. When they called up Warren, they also designated Joel Peralta for assignment. Cahill's next pitch swung on and missed. Montero throws down to second, and Cozart slides in safely with another steal. The Reds with three steals against Montero today. And Cozart with just his second of the year. So now another runner in scoring position, and it's 2-2 on Billy Hamilton with two outs here in the seventh and three in already for the Reds. Two pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen by Hamilton. Protection swing right there. Cahill walks around the mound, brings his 1916 jersey sleeve up to his brow, and now comes to the belt and readies to throw the 2-2. Delivers. Called strike three. Billy Hamilton watches a curveball curl back to the inside corner, and that will retire the side. Seventh inning stretch time at Wrigley Field, but the Reds have taken the lead. Three runs in the seventh on a three-run homer from Tucker Barnhart. We go to the bottom of the seventh at Wrigley. It's the Reds 4 and the Cubs 3.